Supporters of solar energy say the way JEA compensates customers with solar panels violates Florida law. Now they're asking the court to compel the public utility to restore its previous policy. Solar United Neighborhoods, the League of Women Voters, and Earth Justice have filed what's called a motion for summary judgment regarding a lawsuit they filed last year against JEA when the company rolled back a nearly decade-old net metering program.
Which is basically a billing method that allows customers to offset their consumed power on a one-to-one basis with the power they produce with their renewable energy technology, like solar panels.
Earth Justice attorney Bonnie Malloy says JEA got rid of its net metering policy in April. Now the utility credits solar customers about 3 cents per kilowatt hour generated instead of the 10 cents they used to offer.
JEA is receiving this energy, paying out only 3 cents roughly to the homeowners, and they turn around, JEA turns around and then sells that same energy essentially to the neighbor of the solar panel homeowner for the same roughly 10 cents per kilowatt hour that they are charging all the customers. So they're making a profit.
Malloy says Florida law requires utilities like JEA to provide a net metering program, so she's confident the court will rule in their favor. If it does, JEA would be compelled, without a trial, to again offer net metering to its customers. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.